Okay, so let's discuss a little bit about the sugya of Shema Yirena Badavar Meguna. So Gemara in Kedushin tells us in Daf Mem Aleph, as you all saw, that the Gemara is discussing Mitzvah B'Yosem B'Shlucho, and the Gemara says that with regard to Mitzvah B'Yosem B'Shlucho, it's really referring to the second half of the Mishnah, the Isha, that she has a Mitzvah B'Yosem B'Shlucho, because she has the equal option of deciding to get married on her own or sending a Shliach. Because the Gemara says, with respect to the man, so the Gemara says, Amarav, Damarav Yehuda, Amarav, Aser la'adam she'kadesh is a isha ad shirena. There's an iser for the man to get married through a shliach if he hasn't seen her yet. Shema yir ba davar meguna. Perhaps he might see something within her after he marries her, and tizgana love is going to be disgusting to him, and it's going to result in rachmana amar v'haftol yachak kamocha. It's going to result in some level of sinna, and that's an iser. So the Gemara says that it's usher to get married to a woman without having seen her. Now, something that Yossi pointed out, and others as well, what exactly qualifies as a ri'ah? This is a parenthetical point. He pointed out to me, Shitas Tosfos and the Rambam and others use a lashon of makira versus ri'ah. So what is the difference between ri'ah and makira? Ri'ah means seeing, makira means to recognize. In my understanding, that makira means to recognize more. Ri'ah simply means to see. If you saw a picture, you saw her walking in the street, that might be sufficient, that might be enough of a ri'ah. Makirana to me is someone who you recognize. So I brought the pasuk by Yosef and his brothers when they came down, so Yosef recognized the brothers because they had beards when he left, but they did not recognize Yosef because he only recently grew a beard. So yakirana means he recognizes brothers. Brothers you know more than just a ri'ah, it's yakirana. So it's possible to be medayik from Tosfos and other Rishonim. The word of being makir means to know more than looking at a picture, ri'ah, but you have to really recognize and meet and date the individual, the girl, before actually marrying. Just a side point. But either way, what comes out of this Gemara is that there's an issur to get married, for the man to get married to a woman if he hadn't seen her. So Rashi writes, Rashi has this big chiddush. It's a subtle point though. He says, "Baha isur nami'ika." There's an isur involved in marrying a woman without seeing her. Im yachal lekadish ba'atzma. If he's able to get married on his own, the kiddush al yidei shliach, but chooses to send the shliach instead, the mitzvah shirena shema tiskana alav, because there's a mitzvah for him to see. Now, it's an important diak that they say in Rashi. If he's not able to go on his own, then it's mutter lechachila. Let's say, whatever the case is, he can't go overseas, and she's over there, and he's over here, and he really wants to marry her. He wants to get her before somebody else gets her. So then he can send the shliach. That's lichachila, if he's not able to go travel by himself. But the idea is that Rashi changes the lashon of aser to mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to go out and see her, and if he doesn't see her, he's mevatel that aseh. It's a bitel aseh. While the Gemara uses the lashon of aser, he says there's a bitel aseh. And that's a consistent, that's the Asas, Yosef's Medayikin, and that's consistent with the Lashon of the Rambam. Rambam writes, in Hilchos Ishus, he says, V'cheina ish ein ro'oi lo shekadesh ad shirena. It's not appropriate. Not that it's usher. He doesn't say that there's a mitzvah either, but ein ro'oi, it's inappropriate. It's an Eitzah Tova, but there's no real isser to get married to a woman without having seen her. So while the Gemara says usher, the Rambam says, Ein Roy, the Rashi, there's a mitzvah to go out and see her. It would be a bitul aseh to marry her without having seen her. Then the Rambam in Peirush HaMishnayos says, he quotes the Gemara as is, he says, Aser. And it sounds like he takes this Iser seriously, and thanks to Pini and Ari, they point out, they looked up in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch also writes in Simen Laman Hey, he has a Lashon of Al Im Efshar Lo Lekadsha Ba'atzmo. If the man is able to get engaged to her on his own, aser lekadsho ayidei shliach. It's aser for him to get married. So the Shulchan Aruch used the lashon of iser as well, just like the Gemara uses the lashon of iser. So we have now a range. Is it an iser? Is it simply a mitzvah? Or is it just eino roi? Okay, so the question is, what's the big deal? Either way, a person shouldn't do this. Is it bitul aseh? If a man gets married without it, there's a bitul aseh. And if a person gets it, maybe it's an isser involved, who really cares whether it's an isser or a bit to aseh?
That's a big difference, though, no?
So what's a nafkamina, though? Is there a nafkamina? So the nafkamina is, as I imagine you guys saw already, is the concept of ein shliach devar vera. When you send the shliach, the halacha is ein shliach devar vera. If you, let's say, I hire a guy, a hitman, to kill somebody else. So he kills the individual. Who gets the isser etzicha? He does. He gets the iser, not me. Even though I had hired him and I sent him to do my my mission. If he kills, he gets the Isser. Ein shliach dvar vera. The shliach of the Isser does not get sent back to me as the mishalech. So the question is here as well. If I send an individual to get married for me, to marry her for me, and I've never saw her, there's an Isser involved. Ein shliach ledvar vera. That means the shlicha shouldn't come back to me. It should be, the shlicha should be severed, and the kedushin shouldn't be chal, if it's really an Isser. That's the question at hand. So let's go through the Achronim, discuss this point of whether or not shlichas, well, we know shlichas works, but why not? Why don't you say, ein shliach dvar vera? Because the Mishnah clearly says, a man is allowed to get married bo, ubishlucho. He could send the shliach to get married. But how could that be? How could I send the shliach if I've never saw her before? Isn't there an Isser involved? Ein shliach dvar vera. The fact that there's an aver of not seeing her should have severed that shlichas. And the kedushin shouldn't be chal. But the Mishnah clearly says shlichas does work, and the kedushin is chal. So why don't we apply ein shliach ledvar ver? Okay, so the Tshuvas Noda Behuda has this interesting discussion about an individual who sent a get bal karcho to his wife. Now midaraisa, the pasuk says v'nasim biyada. Nasim biyada means you hand the woman the get. And the Gemara says, "Afilu bar karcho." She doesn't have any das. Note that she doesn't have to agree. When you hand the woman the get, that's a good get, according to all opinions midaraisa. But came along, Rabbeinu Gershom made a few takanas, and one of them you're probably familiar with is you can't marry more than one wife, you can't look at someone else's male. So one of the takanas that he made was that you cannot divorce a woman bar karcho against her will. You have to discuss this, and you both have to agree on this. That's what he created. Now, how he's able to uproot a din deraisa, that's a whole other discussion. But he created a din that you have to talk to her first, and she has to agree to have the divorce before handing her the get. Just to give her the get and drop it off in her chatzar, drop it off in her house, doesn't work according to Rabbeinu Gershom, and all the rabbanim agreed to such a takana. So this is a story that an individual sent a get to his wife, bal karcho. He never spoke to her. One day he woke up and says, I don't want to stay married to this individual, this lady. So he sent a shliach, take this get, and give it to her. That was the discussion. Is that a good get? So, the case was that they paskin it was a good get, even though it was against the Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. So, Noda Behuda quotes from his Mechutin that they challenged such a get. He challenged such a get whether this get would work. Why? Because he says that some individual says, Ein shliach ledvar vera. This individual, the husband, sent a get bal karcho to his wife, that's an Isser. Rabbeinu Gershom says Aser to marry a woman bal karcho. So if he sent a shliach, which was involved in this Isser, then ain shliach ledvar vera. That means the shlichas is entirely severed. So that was a challenge.
On a certain level, it's a huge difference where the rabbi gave a case of a murder, where it's an Isser for the shliach taka. In all the cases that we're talking about, for discussion's sake, let's say it's an issa for the person, but it's not a mamish an issa for the person.
Excellent. That's what he talks about. Very good. That's exactly what he talks about. But so let's just get the context again, just to review. So the individual sends the get to his wife bal karcho. That sending bal karcho is an issa because it's against the takana of Rabbeinu Gershom. So they said, since the shlichas was involved in an issa, the shlichas should have been severed. It should have been traced back to the mishalech. Shlichas is gone, and therefore the get shouldn't be a good get. That's what some people claim.
Aside from David's point, when we say Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, Avera could either be a D'oraisa, or it could be a low-level Takanas Dvar Gershom.
Very good. So in that discussion, so that first assumption that he's making is that the going against the Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom is real Isser. What's the status? So again, not for now, but just since you addressed it, at the end of Siman Aleph and Evin Ezer in Hilchos Peruvu, so the Shulchan Aruch brings this Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. And he quotes as follows. He says, Rabbeinu Gershom Hichrim, he made a Chayrim. Al Hanose Al Isha. A person who married a second wife to his already, in addition to his first wife, he gets placed in Chayrim. So there's a lot of Pische Tshuvas here, quotes from various Shailas and Tshuvas. Many of them actually are from the Noda Behuda himself, actually. And they discuss what type of Chayrim, was there an Isser involved? Was this a real Isser? He talks about, let's say, a person was married, and then there was an eid echad that his wife died. is an eid echad enough to allow him to marry a second wife? Because that second wife might really be an iser, according to Rabbeinu Gershom. Or since Takana Rabbeinu Gershom is not really an iser, it's a takana, so you can rely on the eid echad. It's enough of an eidus to allow you to marry a second wife, because it's not really an iser. So he quotes to a couple of Beis Shmuels who seem to be sosir himself. The Beis Shmuel is one of the Mefarshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer. Each of the Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, they have different Mefarshim. So for example, in Or HaChaim, we have Magen of Raman Taz, and in Yerdeya, we have the Shach and the Taz. In Evan Ezer, which talks about marriage and divorce, so we have the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkei Mechalkei. So Beis Shmuel, in a couple places, sometimes he says it's a real strong iser to marry a second wife. Other places, he's mistopic, he's not sure the level, but you're right. The number one assumption he's making is that divorcing, bal korcho, against the will of a woman, is a real strong iser, and he compares it to ein shliach ledvar vera. That's assumption one, which is you could challenge. Assuming that case, that's the case, that it's a real iser, he says ein shliach ledvar vera. So when you send the get, it shouldn't be a good get, because it's involving the iser of Takana Rabbeinu Gershom, and the shlicha should be severed, it shouldn't be a good get. So comes along his mechudin and says, I don't understand this. He says, we paskin, yesh shliach ledvar vera. Everything we've been taught up until now, we always assume ein shliach ledvar vera. He says, you're right, such a concept exists, but it's a machlokas. Some actually say, yesh shliach ledvar vera. Now, the truth is, there's those doing daf yomi, we saw this recently, two of them, there are three exceptions. Well, even the opinion who says, ein shliach ledvar vera, there are three exceptions where we say there is Shlichus b'dvar avera. That shlichus works even through an avera. What are the three exceptions? Anybody know? Me'ilah is one of them, right?
Shlichus yad.
Shlichus yad, right? The third one you have to go back to Baba Kama for, though. So it's ready out of the Masechta. The third case is dal v'hei. Dal v'hei, when you steal an object from someone, so then you have it shechted and sold. If you send that ayde shlichus, even though there's an isser, it does trace back to the mashalech. Those are the three exceptions. As we go through the parak, we're going to get more involved in this discussion of ein shlichus b'dvar avera. So, for example, when we say that, it does work, that there is shlichus by me'ila, and by dal v'hei, and by shlichus yad, does that mean there's real shlichus? Or does this exerce a kasev that even though there is no shlichus, I get hit with that iser? That's a discussion we'll get to later on.
Kohen Grusha case?
But, sorry?
Or the Kohen Grusha case, where the kedushin is good?
Yeah, so that's what we're about to discuss in just a second. So, is that really through shlichus or not? We'll get that in just one more second. So, either way, so we normally assume ein shlichus dvar vera, with the exception of those three. But his mechutin said that no, we paskin yesh shliach dvar vera. Even though the shlichus is involved in an iser along the way, the shlichus is good. So that's why I said it's considered a good get, because even though the individual sent the get bal karcho against the will of his wife, which was an iser against Rabbeinu Gershom, doesn't make a difference. Yesh shliach dvar vera. If you send a higher hitman to kill someone for you, you would get that iser as the mishalech, which is a tremendous chiddush. That's another assumption of this tshuvas not behuda, of this mechudin.
So in that case, the shliach gets no iser?
So it sounds like, it seems, if you take this to the extreme, the shliach would get no iser. That's what it sounds like. Very good. Now, he quickly rejects this, but in that world, I think that would be the case. That the mishalech gets responsible, but not the shliach. Now, one of his proofs, how do you know that there is shlichus ledvar vera? So he goes through a number of proofs in this tshuva. The one that we're interested in, and when you read a tshuva, there are really two things you have to pay attention to the tshuva. One is the psak, and number two is all the rayas that he brings. So his psak is yesh shlichus ledvar vera. But going through the proofs, we're interested right now in the proof. The proof, he says, is from our Mishnah, our Gemara in Kedushin. He says that we know that when a man marries a woman through shlichus, it works. How could that be the case? He never saw her before. It's also to get married to someone if you never saw her. So he proves it must be yesh shliach ledvar vera. Shlichus works even though there was an iser along the way. That's his proof. So his assumption one is that yesh shliach ledvar vera. Assumption two is our Gemara is a proof. Now, how could you bring it? There are a number of ways to challenge this proof from our Gemara. But the simple way to challenge is, how could you challenge this proof from the Gemara?
It's ambiguous. It's the
Sadanachas
that he didn't see her.
Oh, so that's one. So he's assuming, so that's one case. Maybe he saw her. How do you know? Maybe the Gemara is talking about Shlucho is only when he actually saw her. But it's hard to say that because the Mishnah seems to say across the board, Haish Makadish Bo B'Shlucho. Seems to say across the board. And we don't find anywhere that the Kedushin doesn't work if he didn't see her. So what's another way we could say?
What's the question?
The question is, he brings a proof from our Gemara that when you send a shliach, when a man sends a shliach to a girl, even though he never saw her, and even though there's an iser, the kedushin's good. So we see, yei shliach ledvar avera. Even though there's an avera, the shliach is good, and the kedushin is good. Yei shliach ledvar avera. He brings a ride from our Gemara.
Yeah, well, you see, right, Kohen.
There's no avera at the time that the shliach gives it.
So that's one approach. Maybe there's no avera at the time he gave it. Okay.
Meaning, right, when you pull the trigger of a gun, you're able to see it. But to get to your hater and be able to have that koicha is after the marriage for 2 years.
Right. So that's assuming, that's what we discussed in the Seder, is that...
Now we'll have a whole discussion, too.
So,
minutes, 2, 3 years.
But it's not vada, the bullet is more like a tikresha, right, that the bullet's going to hit its target. Whether he's going to hit it or not is a lot more question marks in between the kedusha.
Okay, so we're assuming right now, according to this answer, that there's no iser right now. This only exists if he ends up hating her, that's when the iser kicks in. But it's not so clear that that's the case, because the Gemara says it's also to get married to her now, even though the motivation was because it might lead to sinna, but the Isser exists now, b'shas kedushin. That's the passage of the Gemara. Right now, there's an Isser to get married to her. So that's why I think the simple answer is, which I found fascinating, that none of the Achronim said this. If you learn the sugya, that's why we started off, that's why I wanted to bring this topic of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, because we saw in the Gemara says it's Asur L'Adam Shekadesh Ad Shirena. The Rashi says, no, there's a mitzvah, there's a bitul asay. That's not an iser, it's a bitul asay. And the Rambam writes, eino ro'oi. So that's why you can't bring a rye from here. The reason why it works here is not because yesh shliach devar avera, ain't shliach devar avera. It works in this case because there's no avera, there's a mitzvah ba'alma, there's a bitul asay. So the fact that all the Achronim are assuming, well, not all, but that they don't answer this way, means one of two things. Why didn't they answer this very simple way?
You know, I'm troubled by this, because when I originally heard this, the way I always thought of a hafta ve'arecha kamocha, I always thought of it in the way of when they asked Hillel, what's the ikkar of the Torah?
Okay, right.
This is the ikkar of the Torah. You have to get along
therefore
with people.
What?
So it's a little bit more than just bitul asay.
No.
Okay.
It's still an asay.
What does that mean? How could you say it's the whole Torah, not to love
that's
your neighbor?
That's fine. No, but still, it's an asay. It's a positive commandment. It's not an isser. So the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera applies to Yisurim. This is not an Isser. It's a bit, even though it's important, so too Kabbet Tavicha V'Tzimecha is a very, very important mitzvah.
So
but it's an Aseh.
It's the whole Torah. You should say it's half the Torah. It's the Aseh.
No.
It's not the Los
Aseh. So either way, so we see it's not an Isser.
Weird thing.
It's not an Isser. So what kind of Raya is this? Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera from this?
First of all, because the Lashon of the Gemara says Isser. All the Rishonim that seem to say that it's a mitzvah, the Lashon still says Isser, number one. Number two, it still begs the question of, is it a real mitzvah say you're being mevatel? If you did it, that means you were over on a real mitzvah say. If the chinuch lists all the implications of the after that, this is going to be one of them. Or is this more of like a, it's like a harchaka. It's a good kvul, like Rav Ramach Reisha. That's not a, there's no chiyuv you have to do that. It's a nice thing. It's a nice thing.
So your first answer about the Gemara calls it Isser, so that's fine. So all these Achorim who really, you know,
so
really consider this.
The Gemara is being hyperbolic.
No, I'm saying, but they, according to these Achronim who think that's really an Issa, that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, they bring this Gemara as a discussion, so then they are against the Rambam and Rashi. They think it's Mamash and Isser. That's fine.
Or they're not Medayik then in Rashi. I mean, it's
right.
To say that.
Right. No, but it could be. But they think it's a real Isser. Fine.
It's about Yosef at the end. So that's also.
What do you mean?
We said later in the Gemara that it's not. What's the, you know, the extra schach for doing yourself, it's a mitzvah bo-yoser, which also seems to say that it's not an iser.
No, that mitzvah bo is going on when there is no iser, that was referring to the woman, when she has no iser to see, then that's mitzvah for bo, yosim b'shulcha. We're talking about the man's perspective. If he never saw her, though, the Gemara says there's an iser involved. So either they assume that there's a real iser, or what were you saying?
I was just saying, according to the Rashi, the Rambam, that what do they do with the Lashon of the Gemara? They just view the Gemara as being hyperbolic.
Yeah.
It's just
which is the first time they do it. Yeah. Which is, it happens. But again, the source is v'haftul yecha kamocha. There's no, the rule is, how do you know when there's a lo sase? It has to be lo, or pen, or hishamer. You have to have one of those languages in the Gemara, and psukim, that are in the negative. Haftul yecha kamocha is not in the negative, so it's hard to say usr. They're just really using a stronger lashon just to give it more credence, but not that it's really an isser. Or you could suggest, which will lead into one of the next points, is that who says that Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira is limited to a Lo Sase? Maybe Bittaseis are also subject to Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira. Who says it has to be a Lav? A person sends a Shlichus, which is involved in a Bittel Aseh, which is called an Isra Aseh sometimes, maybe that's also a problem of Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira. Just because it's not Aveira doesn't mean it's a Lav.
Kohen Gadol and Psula.
What's the Makor of Ein Shlichus Dvar
Aveira? So we're going to get to later on, but I'll tell you the Makor in a second. What we'll discuss, we'll look to explain, when we get to the Netziv, remind me, I'll explain to you. Let's say it now. The Makor for Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira is the Gemara Kedushin here. It's based on the discussion that Josh mentioned about the Me'ila and Dal Vehei and Shlichus Yad all have Shlichus, even though there's an Aveira. The fact that you need a Pasuk to include those three cases that Yesh Shlichus Dvar Aveira implies that any other case of Aveira, there is no Shlichus. There's a Gzeres HaKasif. And there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin which says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim. So right, the Nachash said to, the Nachash could have said to Adam, I didn't do anything wrong. Adam and Chava shouldn't listen to me. Listen to Divrei Talmud, Divrei Rav. Listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not my fault. It's their fault. So that's the svar that the Gemara says. So the Mishalech says, and why Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishomim Lo? So why am I going to get hit with this as Mishalech? He's his own Bechira. The Shalech should have chosen not to do the Yitzhar. He decided to kill the person. So that's why it doesn't trace back. Is it a svara, or is it based on the Pesukim? If you look in Bab Metziah, and Daf Yud, in another important discussion, Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira, Tosos here quotes the Pesukim as the source, and Rashi quotes Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. There's a Machlokas in the Gemara, and the Machlokas is shown how to Paskin. So, how is it relevant? So I'll get to in a second how it's relevant, but that's just to answer your question. So let's just get back where we are. So again, right now we're figuring out...
And you can see that a Rati would hold the Shitaso, that it wouldn't apply by Bittel Aseh.
Why? It's still a Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Bittel Aseh.
But if it's a...
So I'm not sure if it connects to the Bittel Aseh, okay, to the source. It's a good way to think. I don't see if it connects directly to the source, though.
Okay. Don't you really need to understand all the mechanics of Shlichus to understand where you would be Shlich Kamoso and...
For sure, for sure. Again, it's premature to bring this up, Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira. We have to figure out what the source of Shlichus, all those questions, 100%, to fully appreciate it. But we're getting a little bit of a taste of it, getting prepared for the rest of the pair. Okay, let's go now to another suggestion of the Netziv. Of the Netziv as to why you can't bring a proof again. Actually, no, sorry, let's go to the Node Behuda, number 6. Okay, just to... Okay, number 6, the Node Behuda says again, just to remind ourselves of what we're talking about here, we say they want to bring a proof here from the Mishnah and Kedushin that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. He tries to prove that since you get married to someone without having seen her, which is an Aveira, the Shlichus still works and the Kedushin works. So we said, firstly, we paskin, the Buddha says, we paskin Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira. So that whole premise is incorrect. Number 2 is, he says, the Raya you bring from the Mishnah and the Gemara and Kedushin here is not a proof. Because he said, we suggested there's no real Isser involved of not seeing her. It's a bit, let's say, at worst, according to Rashi. Now, the Note of Yehuda, number 6, in the second paragraph, says a couple other suggestions. Look at number 6, where it says, Umashikasuf. Mashikasuf mi masha asa lakadish isha achirena. That which he says, that proof that's asa to marry a woman until you've seen her. I'm jumping to the rest of the bold. Halo im yevshar lakadish batzmo. Let's say he can't marry her on her own. Kedushin batzmo isn't shaykh for him. He can't get her overseas. She's very, very humble. She's very modest. And she stays inside. So she's not going to let a man see her ever. So then, you're allowed to send the shliach if it's not an option to use it b'atma. So, says the Note Behuda, so you could assume, maybe, it's a situation where certainly it was too hard for him to go by himself. That's why it worked. Similar to what you were saying, Chaim Dov, that if he had the option of marrying her on her own and he didn't, that maybe the Kedushin Taka wouldn't be Chal. Where the Gemara says that the Kedushin is Chal is maybe only in a case where he couldn't go on his own. But in a Hanami, if he could have went on his own, and he didn't go on his own, Note Behuda says it wouldn't be a good Kedushin, because Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. But the Note Behuda is assuming there's a real Isser involved, so much so that if you were to violate the Isser, the Shlichus wouldn't be Chal, and the Kedushin wouldn't be Chal, again, against what we saw in Rashi, against what we saw in the Atvas Yosef, that it's not an Isser, it's really a Bittel Aseh. Then he says something similar to what Pinhas suggesting. In the second half, he says, "Ode, moreover, she iser ze eino mitzad hakadushin, rak shema tiskana beinav." It's not iser. The iser of marrying, not seeing her, is not really the part of kedushin itself. It's external to the iser. It's something that he might end up hating her. He didn't do the kedushin be'iser. It was a creation that the chachamim created, and therefore, since it's not part and parcel of the ma'aseh kedushin, it's not going to affect it. And he adds further, it's taloi bedaito. It depends on his das. It's not a vada iser. When you kill someone, what you're suggesting also, when you kill someone, there's vada in iser. But this depends on the person's das. So it's not a vada iser that's taking place. So he's assuming right now, at what point does the iser take effect? Is it right then when you marry her without seeing her? Is that the iser b'shaito? Or no, there's no iser. It only depends. If he ends up not liking her and hating her, then l'mafreya ends up being an iser. But it wasn't a vade iser at that moment when he married her. So those are two suggestions, what Nod Yudah says, as to why it's you can't bring this as a raya.
Now, so as he come back to fully to the point, so people were protesting against that get.
He says that it would not be a good get because ein shliach d'var vera. He says, if we paskin ein shliach d'var vera, and there is an iser involved,
it would not be a good get.
That's what he says initially. And then he addresses in terms of the raya, the proof from our Gemara. They try proving, doesn't our Gemara say that yesh shliach d'var vera? He says, no. Either he says there's no avera involved here, or he says the two cases. In both answers, there's really no avera in the case, and that's why it works.
The case of kol kli v'asmach panina, I understand when if he who has the mitzvah has an inability to get there, so it prevents him. But what about this thing that she doesn't want to see him, so she stays indoors? First of all, that's not even a cherim de renegershim. It's just a sensitivity. Plus, who says that she could prevent him who has the mitzvah? She doesn't have a mitzvah.
It's a good question. How that concept of tznius, of her being tanua, how could that be oker, this iser of the chachamim? It's a good question. I don't know the answer to it, but it's something interesting to think about. As it shows you the strength of Kvod HaPinima, how important that is, that it's so strong that it can uproot this iser of the chachamim. Okay.
So, at the end he's saying that this get was not good?
In the end, he says the get was not good. It's back and forth. In the end, Nod Behuda says it's not good because ain't shliach l'dvar ver. That's a paskins.
He says it was against him, so told me that the chayim delegation is so strong that that's considered a...
Right, exactly. So let's just recap before he goes in it's one more time. There's a machlokes between Nod Behuda and his mechutin whether we say ain't shliach l'dvar ver or yesh shliach l'dvar ver. The mechutin says yesh shliach l'dvar ver, and Nod Behuda says that's incorrect. No one paskins that way. We say ain't shliach l'dvar ver. So then the question becomes, if ain shliach d'var vera, how come the case of kedushin works here? If a person sent a man sent a shliach and never saw her, that's an iser. How could such a shlichus work?
Does it make a difference if she's a katana versus a...
At this point, not.
Katana,
no, because that would still he still has to see who he's marrying regardless.
Yeah, if she's 3 years old, I mean, he's going
to
be able to...
Yeah, well, maybe I think next week we're going to discuss kedusha katana, but still, the din is he has to be able to see her, regardless of her age. So now if we're saying, really, paskin ain shliach d'var vera, so how come the Gemara Kedushin says you could send the shliach even though you never saw her? Isn't there an iser involved? So the answers we have is really there's no iser. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. That's the suggestion we made. There's a bitul aser. And the Behuda suggests that no, you're right, there's an iser, but maybe it's a situation where he couldn't go by himself. That's why. But in a chanami, had he been able to go by himself and didn't, it would be aser. It wouldn't be chal. But then he suggests the third answer is that there's no real iser here in the first place. Not what we're saying, but in terms of the timing, that iser doesn't take effect b'shas kedushin. It takes effect if he ends up hating her, then retroactively there was an iser. But that's not really part of the actual ma'isa kedushin, so for that reason it doesn't affect the chalos of the kedushin. And then comes the Nitziv. Nitziv writes as follows. He says, the reason why you can't say ein shliach d'var vera is because kevin she'enu ela midirabanan. When do you apply ein shliach d'var vera? There's no shlichus thun avera when there's an iser d'araisa. Like murder. That's when you say, ein shliach d'var vera. He killed him, not me. I'm not getting, as a mishalach, I'm not responsible. He's responsible as a shliach. So the Nitziv says, that only applies to Nisa deraisa. But Nisa midirabanan, like our Gemara here, asal adam shekadesh isha, ad shirena, so that's only Nisa midirabanan. So that doesn't affect shlichas. So what comes out of this is there seems to be a big machlokas. The fact that Nil Yehuda didn't suggest this, he thinks, that we apply Ein Shliach Ledvar Vera even on an Isser Midrabanan. And then the Tziv says we don't apply Ein Shliach Ledvar Vera to an Isser Midrabanan.
But the Raya is from Vavta Riacha Kamocha, is that that's the Raya.
Yeah, so as we were suggesting before, Vavta Riacha Kamocha is a generic Isser, and all the different applications to formulate it as a requirement, there's no requirement, you have to love your friend. But who says he's ever going to end up hating her? No, it's not Vadai. Marrying someone without seeing her isn't an Isser in the Torah. If you end up hating her, that's the Isser. But to create an Isser right now, there's no, you haven't violated it yet. Chaman said, because of Hatzirecha Kamocha, we're going to create an Isser Derbanan right now. We have to see her first. That itself, not seeing her, is an Isser Midirbanan. So what's the machlokas, whether or not Ein Shlech Dvar Vera applies to an Isser Midirbanan or not?
I mean, just like, if you think about the lumbus, the rabbanon is just something to prevent you from something else. It's pretty much what we've been saying before. So you can make a shliach for an avera where you're not doing that. There's no avera being done. You know, it's just, you know, so you don't wind up doing that avera.
And therefore what?
And therefore you can make a shliach in that case because you're not actually doing the avera.
That's a different discussion of the timing. This he's discussing. He's saying categorically, we never apply Ein Shlech Dvar Avera for an Isser Midrabanan. Forget this particular case about the timing of things. Whenever there's an Isser Midrabanan, we don't apply.
Someone to carry me a pen on Shabbos, which is Derabanan.
Carry a
pen okay. To me on Shabbos, which is Derabanan.
He's saying in a place where there's no Erev and in a Karmelis.
It's a Mukta.
Okay, because the muksa, you're saying, inside.
It's inside a house. Muksa is an Isser Derabanan.
Okay.
It's not even necessarily lest I come to do something else. It's just inherently something that's
okay.
Not in the spirit of Shabbos.
Okay.
For whatever reason, the Chachamim mastered it. So that would be Shlichus there, and the Mishlech would not get an Isser of Muksa.
Again, if you assume...
I mean, the Shlech wouldn't get an Isser of Muksa, even though he's the one that carried the pen.
Right, that's what it sounds like. Right. Without getting all the different applications... Whatever the application is. But what's the idea of, in general, whether or not you could say Ein Shlech Dvar Avera to an Isser Midrabanan?
Yesterday, you mentioned this, that if the Svara is Divrei Arab Divrei Talmud, so when it's Daraisa and you're going against Hashem, so Ein Shlech Dvar Avera is not proper, but if it's just Divrei Arab, so then maybe it's not necessarily going against Hashem, against the person, the Mishaleach versus Rabbanan. Maybe we could say strong enough to...
Right. The Losas is involved here. So let's say it like that. So the way I think some Achronim explain is, if you assume that the source of Ein Shlech Dvar Avera is a Gzeres HaKasuf, so we say that these three cases, Shlichas works. It works by Shlichas Yad, works by Dal Vehe, and it works by Me'ila. Those are the only three cases where it does work. But other Yisurim, it does not work. That only applies on a Din Deraisa. But a din derabanan, we would assume yeshliach the dvar avera, and it's a derabanan.
That's what I was trying to say.
Right, that's what I thought you were saying. So now it applies here, yeah. Exactly. So by this case here, we would say there would be shlichus the dvar avera because only the Gzeres HaKasuf tells us, the pasuk tells us that only isurim deraisa ain't shlichus dvar avera, but it doesn't tell us anything about an isurim derabanan. So shlichus would work, would be able to travel through an isurim derabanan. But if you say divrei rav, divrei talmud, mishomim, who are you going to listen to? The Sheikh has this Bechira. Some guy sent me, a Divrei Talmud sent me to do something. The Divrei Rav told me to do something else. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to do something else. So I think they explained that Divrei Rav is extended even to Lo Sasa, even to Isur Midrabanan. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen to even what the Chachamim say. Even though it's not in the Pasuk, it's still Divrei Rav. It's still considered Divrei Rav. And for that reason, you would still apply Ein Shliach Dvar Vera to an Isur Midrabanan. So again, this question of Ein Shlich Dvar Vera applying to Isur Midrabanan or not possibly is dependent on whether it's sourced in the Gzeres HaKasuv, which is only about Diraisas, or it's sourced in Divrei Rav, the Savar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mi Shom.
But isn't it a double whammy on some level that it's, if the Shliach is, the Shliach is, we say he is the Dvar Vera, right? And the person that's sending him, is also, isn't he doing two things? It's like putting a mechshol in front of the shliach.
No, in terms of the question, lifting iver question, the shliach has the option. He didn't have to listen to him. I don't have to listen to you if you tell me to kill someone. I don't have to do that. the Isser of Lifnei Iver only applies if you gave him one option. You know, there was a there's a Nazir, the case of Gemara is a Nazir, and you hand him wine, and you couldn't have access to wine unless you gave it to him, that's Lifnei Iver. But here, he doesn't have to listen to me and kill the guy. That's not Lifnei Iver.
He didn't have to drink it, it's the same case.
Maybe you presented in front of his case here, and in front, right in front of him, you handed the wine over to him, and there's no other way to get to him, so you're putting a stumbling block in front of him. You're right there. You're putting a stumbling block,
no other way
to get the wine unless you give it to him. So now it's Lifnei Iver. You presented him a case that he couldn't have accessed otherwise.
But he's here, to drink it just like this case. He doesn't have to.
Ain't a chanami, but you're presenting an iser in front of him. But the case of Ritzicha, though, you're not presenting any objects in front of him. You're giving the option: go do a ma'isa or not do a ma'isa here. You're
not, not in front of him.
Exactly.
The shulchan aruch in this case may not know that the guy never saw her. Meaning, he could be doing it.
That's a good point.
And it's a mitzvah. And he, in other words, it could look. It's the same ma'isa, but in one case, the guy never saw her, and the shulchan aruch doesn't know. In the other case.
He's saying if he's not.
Sometimes it could be fine, and sometimes it's not. But the shliach has no das, might not have any das.
And if he's not aware of it, and therefore what? So he's not aware. Then what would you say?
Maybe there's not a raya of ain shliach d'var avera because it's not a maisa that's a clear avera.
He's saying only ain shliach d'var avera would only be relevant if the shliach is aware that he's doing something that's actually
it's
wrong.
Like an avera.
Right here. Yeah, right here. Okay.
So why, in a case of a kain sending a shliach to marry a grusha, the shliach doesn't have to know that the woman's a grusha.
So in that case, that's a case that you mentioned before. I didn't get that. I forgot
that
to get to it.
So this
case for the grusha case. So that's what the Gemara in Bamitzia Dafyu talks about that if the individual is la bar chiyuva, the shliach, let's say, is a kohen, rather a Levi Yisrael, he's not no issa for him to get married to a grusha. It's only also for the kohen. So in that situation, then we would apply yesh shliach. It's a nafkamina to different days in the Gemara, but there's one opinion we say yesh shliach dvar vera. If the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, then you would allow the shlichus to travel back. So that's about not being a bar chiyuva.
So in general, in this the whole discussion of ein shlichus dvar vera, it makes a nafkamina whether or not the shliach knows if it's an avera or not.
So I don't know. I think it's irrelevant. It's an interesting point to think about. I don't remember if it's discussed or not, but something to keep in mind as we go through this further. I don't know.
It's about the Sfarah that you should listen to Hashem, then he wouldn't have the Bechira, so that would make a difference.
Ah, very good.
Choose, but if it's on Sukkim, then the Chalos is just what it
very
is.
Very good, excellent. So you were saying, so this question seemingly would depend on the source. If it's about Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, it's about the Shliach making a decision, so it only makes sense if he knows what's going on, is there a decision to be made? And if he decides to go through with it anyways, then he violates the Isser. But if he was unaware of it, so there's no Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud to listen to, so then he wouldn't get the Isser. Very good. But if it's about Gzeiras HaKasev, so regardless of what he knows, we apply the din. Very, very good. Okay, let's finish off now. Oh, it's already 6:45. Let's finish off this last piece. Just an interesting, I thought, since it connects to the Parsha this week, and the Marsha quotes the Gemara in Marsha in Bav Basar Daf Tezayim. The Gemara tells us, based on this week's Parsha, that he didn't know Yadati ki isha yifas marat. That Avram finally woke up and he saw that his wife Sarah was so beautiful. As he went down to Mitzrayim, he finally realized this. So the Gemara says we see that Avram even did not look at his own wife. He never saw her. So the Marsha asks the question: how is this possible? How is it possible that Avram Avinu, who we know tells the Gemara in Yuma, tells us in the Mishnah Kedushin, tell us that Avram kept Kol Tar Kula, Afil Erev Tavshilin? The Gemara tells us in Yuma, so he kept even Erev Tavshilin is a mitzvah derabanan. So he kept all the derabanans. How he knew them is a whole other discussion, but he kept all the mitzvahs, even the derabanans. So how come the Avram didn't keep this mitzvah? Why didn't he look at Sarah before marrying her? This is an Issur Gemara Kedushin tells us.
That's what it for sure means? Every time I read that, I never read it that way.
What means?
That he never saw, or Rashi says it, that he never saw
her? Yeah, the Gemara says, Michlal Dimikar Lahaviyada. Before this point, he didn't know how pretty she was. How did he not know?
That's a perception. I didn't know it was right. Tachlis, he never saw
So the Marsha asks the question, how is it possible? How did Avram do this? Asil Adam Shigadis. Ask the Marsha, is it possible? It's also for him to marry her. So answers Marsha, no, it's Vadai Rao. So certainly he saw her when she was younger, before they got married. Because he holds like Rav Yehuda, it's also they married, if you didn't see her. But after he got married to her, he didn't look at her ever again. Because of the tzinius that he had and she had, he never looked at her ever again. But he saw her first once, got married, and that was it. Suddenly he went down to Mitzrayim and he looked up and he saw what she looked like and he realized, wow, how pretty she is. She never aged. So that's the first suggestion of the Marsha. The second suggestion of Marsha is
tachlis in looking at her the first place. If you're not going to look at her again,
to the kind of din of the chachamim, that's the din. The din says to look at her first. The second answer of the Marsha is that, which is a very important thing to understand, that Avram only kept Kol HaTorah Kula after he received the Bris Milah. When did he receive Bris Milah? At the end of the sixth Parsha. So marrying her was before the sixth Parsha. That was last week's Parsha. So there was no Isra yet. He didn't keep the Torah yet until he received the Bris Milah. Okay, and the last answer is the Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov says, similar to what you were suggesting, Chaim Dov, that no, Avram never looked at her. Never. But how could he marry her without looking at her? So it says the Ein Yaakov. Kevin the Tam Shemi Yimtseh Badavar Maguna. Why is it obvious to get married if you didn't see her? Because you might find something in her that's going to be disgusting to you. In Kevin Shlo Chavich Lerosa. Since Avram already decided he doesn't want to look at her ever, Lachain Mutter Lekadesh. Only if you plan to ever look at her is it usher to get married without seeing her first. But if you never plan to ever look at your wife, as Avram apparently didn't look at her, there's no Isser involved. So for that reason, it's Mutter for him to get married even though he never saw her.
This rabbi just said she only saw her beauty, her inner beauty.